The Vomit of the Dragon on the Church by Aston Adam Mbaya in Congo 17. Revelation 12:15, and the serpent cast out of his mouth water like a flood after the woman, so that he might cause her to be carried away by the river. The Antichrist that is coming is the personification of the pleasure of the flesh and the pleasure of life. 1 John 4:3, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. I had an experience when I was meditating on God's Word. It was during this meditation of God's Word that I heard the voice of the Lord speaking to me. The Lord said, "My son, Aston, today once again, I will lead you to a higher mountain. And when we rise to that mountain, I will show you the Antichrist that was prophesied in the Scriptures. You have learned that the Antichrist will come. He will oppose God and oppose the love of God. Beloved, you have heard about the coming of the Antichrist. The Bible talks about the one that will rise and will oppose Christ in the last days. The world is awaiting the coming of the Antichrist that will oppose God and battle against the true and living Church of Christ. We are told that a man will rise and oppose the Lord, and the world is waiting for this man. This is what we heard and learned from pastors. But there was a special and particular insight from the Lord Jesus himself. And without this vision, I would not be able to know and identify the Antichrist. When the Lord appeared to me, he told me that the Antichrist will be the enemy of the church. The Lord said to me, Aston, the church has been through three ages during history. The first age of the church is the primitive age when the church began in the book of Acts of the Apostles. The second age is the age of world expansion of the good news of the gospel and the church. In that age of propagation of the good news of the gospel, powerful men and godly servants showed up on the scene to spread the gospel to the world. But you must know that the present age of the church, which is the third age of the church, is the end of time, where the church, which is my body and my bride, will be saved through sanctity and sanctification of the Spirit. This is the last generation of the church, and salvation will be through purification and holiness. During these three ages of the church, the devil fought the church through corruption and destruction. His aim is to corrupt and pervert the church. He is working to cause the church and God's children to live in carnal corruption. The church must now prepare to meet the Lord, but the church that will rise will be the church of holiness and purity. As the Lord was talking, he took me to the height of this very high mountain, where I saw the whole world. I was watching the earth when I saw a beast in space. This beast had seven heads, and in each of his head, there were seven horns. This dragon had words written all over his body. I saw that this dragon was vomiting fire that was reaching the whole world. When I looked, I saw that this beast had claws, and he was holding a book on his claws. This dragon was actually holding a red Bible. Upon the cover of this Bible, it was written, "By Jesus." Brother, I saw that the Bible of this dragon was dripping with sap that was completely black. Jesus said to me, "Behold, this dragon that you see is the Antichrist that was promised." I saw that this beast had many stars on his head, which contained the names of all the nations of the earth, and the body of the dragon was full of eyes. And in each of his eyes, there were names of all the population of the world, of all nations, all races, and all languages. Young and old had their names in the eyes of the beast. When this dragon was vomiting fire, I saw that the fire devoured everything. I saw that the world population was swept and submerged by the fire that was vomited by this dragon of space. As the fire of the dragon swept across the nations of the earth, I saw that the people of the world that was submerged in the fire of the dragon seemed to be in leisure, pleasure and entertainment, enjoying life. I asked the Lord, "Why are the people of the Lord happy about the fire of the dragon consuming them?" I asked the Lord about the dragon and his horns. The Lord said, "Aston, the horns of the dragon that you see are the governments of the nations of the earth, for they will bow to the devil and worship him. They will oppose the saints and sound doctrine. The crowns on his heads represent the authority he has over the population of the earth. He will come to combat the church. The dragon will fight the church through corruption, but the church will be saved thanks to holiness and purity. The enemy of the end-time church will be the pleasure of flesh." When the dragon was vomiting his fire on the world population, at that moment I saw that the people of the world were fully given to the pleasure of the world. When I looked, I saw that from the red Bible of the dragon, this black sap was dripping all over the world, and the world population was tasting and drinking this sap that was dripping from this red Bible. And they said, "Since the creation of the world, we have never tasted such a pleasurable thing." Quickly I saw the gates of many churches were opened. As a result, God's children and men of God went out to drink the sap of the dragon that was raining all over the world. I saw ministers, pastors, evangelists, and people highly elevated in power. They were all running in the street in order to taste the sap of the dragon that was dripping from his Bible and raining all over the world. I saw that when people tasted the sap of the dragon, they were like dizzy and delirious. Beloved, I saw ministers and God's children who had tasted and drank from the sap of the dragon returning to their respective churches. However, I saw the angels of the Lord leaving the many churches where they were assigned because of the ministers and God's children that have drunk the sap of the dragon. I saw angelic armies that were in many churches, leaving these churches and going back to heaven because God's people have preferred to drink from the dragon. As a result, the powers of darkness have entered and conquered and besieged the many churches, replacing the army of God. In the aftermath of this event, I saw that these churches quickly adopted the doctrine of the dragon and the teachings of demons. These ministers that drank the sap of the space dragon began to preach the gospel of prosperity, the gospel of elevation, the gospel of blessing and wealth. I saw that these material and liberal teachings of the dragon had invaded the churches of the earth. As a consequence, heaven was shut and darkness had covered all the earth. And all the churches that have adopted the teaching of the dragon and doctrine of demons were in complete darkness. As the world was covered in darkness because of the doctrine of the dragon, I saw the world government officials endorsing and approving same-sex marriages because they have drunk the sap of the Antichrist. Then I saw the church of the Antichrist over the world, and there were many. As I continued to watch, I saw the Roman Catholic Pope in a meeting with world leaders. They were preparing to impose on the countries of the world, including the Islamic countries, the doctrine of same-sex marriage. I said, "Lord, so many of your people have now received the mark of the Antichrist because of his doctrine." The Lord said, "This is happening because the church don't do my will anymore. My will is that my people may keep my word. Yet those who drank from the dragon, including God's children and ministers, were unable to keep God's word. The dragon has managed to remove the biblical doctrine of purity and sanctity, replacing them with material and prosperity doctrine from his Bible. As a result, God's children were unable to keep the word of the Lord, for they have drank from the dragon." Then I saw the dragon in space addressing the great ladies of the sea, asking them to rise from the marine world to the surface world and enter the bodies of women. When I saw these sirens, I saw that they were humans in their shape, but they were demons from water. They entered the bodies of the ladies on the earth. As a result, these women began to put on transparent clothes. The Lord said, "These women who are inhabited by water spirits will be sirens on the earth. They are wearing miniskirts. They are exposing their breasts. They are doing makeup, they are putting wigs. As a result, sexual perversion got in the church, even rape." When the Lord showed this, he said, "All the churches have stained themselves. If I were to come today, there will not be even one that will be saved, for the teaching of the dragon has taken over the churches of the earth." I asked the Lord, "Who is the Antichrist?" He said to me, "The Antichrist that is coming is the personification of the pleasure of the flesh and the pleasure of life." I saw that there were little groups of people that were preserved from the teaching of the dragon. They were dressed in purest white garments. They were holding their Bibles, but I saw that these saints were persecuted and whipped by the Antichrist. The Lord said, "Those who are persecuted and whipped by the Antichrist are my people and my chosen ones. These little groups of people are keeping the word of truth, and they are living in sanctification and in the fear of God. These are the people that I will rapture." I said, "Lord, why are your people suffering and are being persecuted?" The Lord said, "This church that will rise in the rapture will suffer, they will endure and will be persecuted. They must be tested in trials, but they should not deny my name. Whoever denying me, I will deny him. You're going to tell my church that they will be whipped by the devil, they will be persecuted. They will be chastised by the enemy, but they must display perseverance and faithfulness. You're going to tell the church they are living in the third age, which is the age of the end of time, and Satan has risen to lead astray the church. The Antichrist will enter the church and oppose God. When God's children and the ministers have drank the sap from the Bible of the dragon, God's teachings were replaced by the doctrines of demons and teachings of the dragon. I saw that churches that have drank this out from the red Bible of the dragon, they had the mark 666 on their foreheads. And these churches were preaching prosperity, materialism, and liberalism. I said, "Lord, why all this is happening in the church?" The Lord said, "This is happening because my church has refused to follow the way and trajectory I have prepared for them. They have turned their backs on the teaching of repentance, the teaching of piety, and the teaching of sanctification. They chose sin. As a result, the devil has entered and conquered their churches." At that moment I saw the space and fire-breathing dragon of the second heaven addressing the world population. He said to the people of the world, "Now I have the solution to all your problems. I am holding the solution to all the problems of humanity. Therefore I am here to tell you to live life the way you want. You can marry and remarry and you will be fine. You can go for fornication and you will be blessed. You can break the engagement and you will prosper. You can live in lies and you will rise and you will be blessed, for I have the solution to all your problems. I am holding the solution to all the problems of humanity, therefore you can live the way you want. As the dragon was encouraging the world to live in sin, I saw in the church, God's children going for abortion, practicing sin and living in fornication, and they were blessed. They were prospering and promoted in their work despite living in sin. The dragon was encouraging the whole world in sin. I said, Lord, your people are living in immorality, as instructed by the dragon, and they are blessed. The Lord said, My son, I don't bless people who live in sin. Whenever my children are living in fornication and they are blessed, the blessing is not coming from me. It is the Antichrist who is the dragon. This beast of space is blessing many people who live in sin to encourage a life of sin in order to prepare their souls for the lake of fire and brimstone. The objective of the dragon is to bless people in the church and lead them to hell. Many are living in sin and blessed by the dragon, and they are comfortable. They see no need for repentance. Because the space dragon, the Antichrist, is preparing their souls for perdition. These people would no longer be mindful of repentance and renunciation, for they are blessed with material goods and they think it's God blessing them although they live in sin. I saw that God's people were no longer in need of purity and sanctity, for they were blessed materially despite their sin and fornication. In the meantime, the dragon continues to utter words before the world population, saying, I have the solution to all the problems of the world. Come to me with all your problems, I have the solution. And he was giving solution and answer to the problems of men of God that were living in sin. Brothers, I saw that all these churches were blessed materially, but the fear of the Lord and sanctification were not there anymore. The purpose of the Antichrist was to get God's children to be blessed with perishable things and material goods that are temporary, so that they will lose their souls. People were coming to church to get married and get blessed, but not for the kingdom of heaven. I saw that in many churches on the earth, when people were praying, their prayer was centered around the goods of this world and perishable things that are passing. They only pray for that which is passing, and the Lord was not hearing their prayer. In the meantime, the dragon, the Antichrist, kept uttering blasphemous words, claiming he has the solutions to the problems of the world. The dragon was shouting in the sky, saying, You can continue to sin. You can continue to fornicate. I have the solution to your problem. I will bless you. Brother, if you do not hear the teaching of sanctification, renunciation and holiness in your church, you must leave that church. This is not the church of God. The Antichrist is already ruling many churches, blessing them with money. The Lord Jesus did not preach prosperity and elevation. He preached love, repentance, forgiveness, brotherhood, whereas material and prosperity preaching comes from the dragon. It is a doctrine of the Antichrist. They are preparing God's children for the lake of fire. These doctrines of materialism come from the dragon, the Antichrist. That is why the people that are living in repentance, renunciation and sanctification are the people that are suffering. But those who live in sin are prospering, and they are blessed by the dragon, for they have drank the sap of the dragon, preparing them for the lake of fire. Let God's grace not lie to you. When you live in sin and claim you are under grace, you are deceiving yourself, for you will perish. Men of God from the Antichrist are in fornication and perverse behavior, for they are blessed. But they separated many families because of fornication. I saw children rebelling themselves against their parents, and the dragon was encouraging them, saying, You will now cursed. Oppose your pastors and you will not be cursed. I saw people criticizing their pastors because of the dragon. Then the Lord said to me, Look up at the sky. When I looked, I heard a voice saying, Be careful, my people. Evil is certainly coming, but be careful. I don't want divorces. I don't want evil. I don't want rebellion and fornication. People are coming to church these days, but they don't know the way of the Lord. The Antichrist has hardened the hearts of many. They don't respect God's word, prayer, authority, and holy place. They are hardened because the whole earth has drunk from the Antichrist. I saw that the space dragon was happy, and he was encouraging them to continue to sin.